those have that real return as opposed to, you know, buying a boat, or nothing wrong with a boat, but that can lead to a different result.
Love that. So great. I want to hear more about, as we're getting near the end of the show, I would love to learn a little bit more about, just you've talked about so many great things. Wendy just talked about a fantastic book. I'd love to get one last before we talk about your upcoming event and before we talk about where people can listen to your awesome show. I'd love to get one amazing tip from each of you. So what, just one thing from each of you. What is one thing as entrepreneurs that we can do in our life starting today that will be life-changing for us? Okay. We can go around whatever order, and let's wrap with that and then learn more about how we can put this all into action at your event you have coming up later this year.
This is Seychelle here. You know, I think the biggest thing for me is that you're never going to have arrived. By the time you think you're going to be there, right, the odds are your goals have changed and something else is now a priority for you. And so wherever you are in your life, if there's something big that's on your heart or that you want to change or that you want to go after, I would encourage you to start now. And don't wait for it to be the right time, the right season, the perfect scenario, because the odds are by the time that happens, you're going to have different priorities anyways. So if you're hoping to build wealth, or you're hoping to find leverage, or you're hoping to create your vision and fulfill it, now is the time to do that and to really put that time on your calendar and protect it and go after your dreams and know that you have permission to do it. We give you permission today. Go for it.
Love that.
I love that, Say. I think that the one thing I would encourage all of our listeners to do is something that, honestly, when I first heard, to be very honest, I rolled my eyes, like not visibly, but in my head, because I was like, I'm an achiever. Like, why are we doing this? But it was a question that Wendy asked, and you're seeing a commonality with my stories right now, is just the impact that she's had on my life. And it was, what brings you joy? And Say mentioned it earlier, and we sort of rushed over it. But honestly, if there's one thing that I could say to everyone is take time, turn everything off, and make a list of what brings you joy, and then run towards that, right? Create your life, create your job, create your empire around what brings you joy. And you know, when you do that, you are passionate, you're having fun, you're loving it, you're loving your world, you're loving your life, you're loving your job. People then become attracted to that, right? Because they want that for themselves. And then it ends up, you're impacting other people. And then a big part of what's on my joy list was, of course, my family, right? Those special times with my family or traveling, whatever the things that bring you joy, take a moment, shut everything off. I think a lot of us are just like achievers. We're let's get this done and let's go do this and let's get that. And we look at our list and look at all I accomplished today, right? And meanwhile, we're miserable, right? We're not doing what brings us joy. So take time, write down what brings you joy, create your life and your world around that. And you will just be happier. You'll have that big business. You'll also have that big life because of it as well. So run towards joy.
Amazing.
Yeah. I think for me, I froze when you asked that question, which is not like me, because it's like the one thing, what? There's so many things. How can I give you one thing? But I do think for me, it's come up a little bit today, and we talk about my wealth building journey. I think we're going to air that episode soon, but I'm pretty open with my wealth building journey. I've been very undisciplined with money. I've been a spender. I've made a lot of money and I've spent a lot of money. And I'm just now, I started this investment property and really building assets at age 50. And so it is not too late, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it is not too late. You can do a lot in a decade. It's amazing how much you can do for your net worth in a decade. So here's my big thing that I guess I want everyone to know. Delay gratification. Get used to delayed gratification in health, in money. Sarah said it really well, in raising your kids. Embrace delayed gratification. And the way to do that is to focus on the process and not the results. Really make sure that you are all in on the daily activities, on the weekly activities, and you're not getting ahead in steps, and the results will come. the results will come. If you're really focused on the right activities that have been derived from a sense of very clear priorities, right, that you've really thought through and that you really think are the right activities, that's what you do. You get comfortable with delayed gratification and you focus on the process. And you wake up one day and you go, wow, huge results.
Love it.
Well, I'll just echo what all these other super wise leaders have said, and that is that life is a choice. You absolutely get to choose what your life looks like. And the only thing that we all have in common, you know, on this planet is we all have a finite amount of time. And how we spend our day, the habits that we create, is literally how our life looks at the end of our life. Right. So the choices we make, the habits we put into place every day. So get good at choosing, right? Choose the habits that are going to serve you. Choose the habits that are going to, you know, once you figure out the life that you want, figure out those habits that you need to put into place in order to look up someday and have all the things you want, you know, a wonderful relationship, a partner that you love, a family, if that's something that you want, your business, right? You get to choose, right? So make really good choices and then put those habits into place.
Absolutely love that. Those are just some amazing tips that if